Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update and the first one of 2021. Hi, Leanne, how are you?
Hi, Sarah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, a brand new year. Lots to talk about, starting off right off the bat with changes and new information, and today has started, according to Governor Polis, all 64 counties in the state of Colorado have now been slated at level orange, which is interesting and a new approach in this pandemic. And frankly, Leanne, something that I'm surprised with, as we are just coming off the heels of New Year's and not even 2 weeks since Christmas, on top of a new variant that was discovered just last week of COVID-19, Colorado was the first in the country to detect this. This is all very interesting. Let's talk about it.
It is. And, you know, as usual, Sarah, your questions are spot on. You know, one of the things that we've learned throughout this pandemic is after holidays, we have typically seen spikes in cases. And then a few weeks after spikes in cases, we see spikes in hospitalizations, and then they're followed by increases in fatalities. So that has been a pattern that we, you know, kind of as a nation detected after Memorial Day. You know, we have the first post-Memorial Day spikes. You know, that's when a lot of restrictions were started to be lifted across the country. People got together. That led to, you know, case increases. We saw it again 4th of July. We saw it again Labor Day, you know, and so eventually I think the public health community got better at really warning people, you know, we know that everyone wants to get together. We know that holidays are important markers. We know that it helps us pass time. We know that we miss each other. So we know that this is happening around the holidays. You know, we saw a huge spike locally after Halloween. So with all of that kind of experience that we gained in 2020, as a state, we worked really hard to get the message out around Thanksgiving. Let's not repeat that for Thanksgiving. The other thing that happened in the month of November is most counties in the state of Colorado moved into level red restrictions, which also proved to be really important with the messaging for Thanksgiving, to actually have the first holiday that we didn't see a spike after that holiday. So, you know, I think your questions now about, well, you know, do we know enough about Christmas and New Year's to be moving into, you know, fewer protocols right now, it is a really good question. I think that, you know, I think you've probably seen the news up in Denver that most of the public health officials in the metro region kind of questioned the wisdom of this decision at this time while we're still collecting more information.
I think it's good news from an economic standpoint, but this has been the juxtaposition of this entire pandemic, is balancing a healthy economy and public health.
And these are, you know, these are really, really hard decisions. And I, you know, I appreciate you bringing that up. I think that lots of discussion has been around, you know, from a public health perspective, you know, what's the fallout of the protocols? What's the fallout of interrupting, you know, education? What's the fallout of the hits that the economy's taken? I think the other good news is that the federal government did pass a package just before this decision was made in the state of Colorado, which really increases opportunities for businesses to apply for funding. It increases opportunities for unemployment. It actually increases the unemployment payments. You know, so what we're hoping is that we can do both. We can contain infection and get the economy headed in the right direction. And we shouldn't do that prematurely, right? There's tons of evidence that when we do it too soon, we have to go backwards and we have to develop more things really quickly to contain this infection. So we'll see how this works out. But, you know, I think from an economic perspective, businesses are really relieved. I hope that our businesses are applying for the aid that they're eligible for. I think that's a really good thing. And most important to us at San Juan Basin Public Health is that we get kids the right resources to get educated in whatever way works for, you know, individual students. There are some kids, you know, that are thriving in remote learning. There's a ton of kids that really, really, really could use a lot more contact hours, a lot more in person. And that is just absolutely important for everybody.
Another surprise that came down the pike from Governor Polis is the vaccines, which seems like they're rolling out really well. But this new information that surprised me again and kind of turned on a dime of this allocation of 70 and older are now able to receive the vaccine. This feels new in the rollout for me. Does that sound like new information to you too?
We know that at the federal level, the advisory committee was looking at, you know, recommendations for how to phase implementation of vaccine. And all experts had agreed that older Americans should be a high priority. So from a perspective of phasing who gets vaccine next or who gets vaccine when, this is not a tremendous surprise, and this is really welcome news, right? We want our vulnerable members of our communities to have access to this protection because it will help all of us get back to a normal life, right? And we have to be really clear when we talk about this that when vaccine is rolled out, it doesn't mean that we can drop our other precautions, we can take off our face mask, you know, it's solved. It's a process. And we're all working on this process together. It is great news that Colorado presented information about what our next phases will look like. The challenge here is that we don't have the plans fleshed out. We don't have the resources. There isn't a national plan. There isn't a statewide plan. It is to, you know, a large degree at this point left up to communities. And for the very first phase of this, the high-risk healthcare workers with contact to COVID-19, there were extraordinarily small number of providers enrolled in the program. So to now move to the next phases, which are, you know, the moderate-risk healthcare workers, the first responders, other essential workers, and this gigantic group of Coloradans over 70, we're going to need a whole lot more providers in every community. And we're just not there yet as a state. So this announcement is a good window into what's going to happen next. But unfortunately, I think a lot of people saw the headline and started calling and saying, hey, when can I get in? I'm over 70, or I'm an essential worker and I'm ready to schedule my vaccine. And, you know, we don't have that vaccine on hand. The providers aren't enrolled yet. The resources and the infrastructure is being built while it's being announced. This is great news. And we have a lot of work to do. So can everyone just please hang tight? Because as soon as we have information, we will get information out to everyone in the community about when you can show up and how you can get your vaccine. But that information just simply doesn't exist yet.
It feels like you're booking hotel rooms when the hotel is still being built and people have their bags packed and waiting to check in.
I think that's a great analogy. And if it's a vacation you really want to have, you're going to book that hotel room and assume that that hotel is going to get built, right? So I think that, like, I love your analogy and I think it's absolutely true, right? We are building this, and this one is going to be a whole community effort to build it together. And, you know, we'll have more information soon. And thank you to everybody that's reached out to say, you know, anybody, provider, healthcare worker, that's reached out to say, how can we help? We are working as fast as we can to turn this into something that makes sense for everybody, and we will get that information out.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
I think as a staff, we have been talking about this kind of Christmas, New Year's break, and I use break a little loosely, but, you know, this break was halftime, right? We are halfway through this pandemic. And I think that when we started the first half of this pandemic, you know, back in March and April, as a staff and as a community, we were going through this day by day with really no roadmap as to what the next day was going to bring, right? And we built so many new things as a community, and we had so many conversations as a community that we never envisioned having. And now it's halftime. We're going to do that again for a vaccine. We need everybody to participate in this vaccine effort. And I think the difference is this is a little more daunting because we don't get to say we don't know what the final result is going to be. The final result is every single person who wants a vaccine gets a vaccine. And so that's a big order. And I think we can do it because we've come together as a community before. We're going to come together as a community again. Let's all get our game on for the second half.
Leanne Jalan, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.